welcome to another edition of Visions. With me, Yudalee Wickham Ashby. And today, as we think about August, we think about the summer, we think about recreation, we think about leisure activities, we think about fun. And I'm extremely happy today to have in conversation with me Pedro Belgrave, the chairman of the sports committee from the National United Society of the Blind, and Martin Jackman, the chair of the Paralympics Association of Barbados. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you very much, Yudalee.
Okay, so I'm going to start with you, Pedro. Tell me about the sports committee of the National United Society of the Blind. Why was it important to set up a sports committee? And what are you doing as a sports committee?
Good morning to Barbados again. The sports committee of the National United Society of the Blind, we are basically looking at inclusion for persons with disability. And through inclusion, we think that sports could be one of the things that we can get our education about blindness out there and educate the wider public about the group and the things that we are doing. So we see sports as a great inclusion.
Okay, so what are some of the sports that your committee has responsibility for? And is it only geared towards blind and visually impaired people?
National United Society of the Blind, we are in charge of all blind sports in Barbados except for blind cricket. So once there's a blind sport, we try to take it in and have persons use it as recreational, for fitness, or just for inclusion. Some of the sports are, right now we have swimming going, we're looking at starting about goal balls. We have dominoes. At this time, we are in the Barbados domino competition. And now we are introducing blind football into Barbados through a blind football workshop, which will be starting on the 24th of August to the 26th of August.
Okay, thanks for that, Pedro. Now, Martin, as the chair of Paralympics Association of Barbados, tell us about the Paralympics Association of Barbados and your role in working with the National United Society of the Blind.
Okay. Hi, once more again, Barbados. My role, or the Paralympics Association role in working with the United Society of the Blind, is that the Paralympic Association is the governing body for Paralympic sports in Barbados. And when we talk about Paralympic sports, we're talking about persons who are physically challenged. There's a unique difference between Special Olympics and Paralympics. Why Special Olympics cater for the intellectually challenged, Paralympics cater for the physically challenged. And the United Society of the Blind comes like a federation within the sport movement for the disabled community. So we embrace all Paralympic sports, whether it's visually impaired, whatever sport it is, we embrace all those disabilities that falls under physically challenged. And our role is to be able to market those sports and to be able to help organizations build those sports within the country. And this is what we are trying to do with the introduction of blind football here in Barbados. And we are looking to introduce much more in the future.
Okay, so Martin, what are some of the disciplines that you currently have operating right now within Paralympics Association of Barbados?
Well, the disciplines that we have will be all those that Pedro already spoke about, because all those falls on the Paralympics. We have swimming programs, we have athletic program, we have archery program going, we have a badminton project which we worked on. It was a similar workshop to this, where we had about 7 countries coming to Barbados just earlier this year to be involved in that badminton workshop, in which we introduced para badminton to Barbados and to the region. The same thing which we are doing here with blind football, introducing blind football not only to Barbados, but to the region in terms of including other countries like Jamaica, Guyana, Grenada, and St. Vincent. And so what we as Paralympic movement here in Barbados is trying to do is to build a movement here in Barbados and also help support our neighboring Paralympic movements to be able to build their movement in the Caribbean region, because it's such a small body of people that we are dealing with in these small islands. and such a small caption of sponsorship, because Paralympic sports is a very expensive sport, whatever sport you deal with.
So, Pedro, back to you. In terms of the disciplines that National United Society of the Blind are currently hosting, tell us what is involved in recruiting and maintaining these programs. How challenging or how easy is it for the organization?
In terms of recruiting, it's very difficult to recruit persons because of some persons are ashamed or not educated about blindness. So it's very difficult to recruit persons for our disciplines. And also in sports, it's very difficult for us to get funding as an organization, as disabled persons. We are hoping that Corporate Barbados and the World and More can be done to help some of the our disabled persons in their sporting ventures.
I think sometimes when we think of sports, we're not making the connection between sports and fitness and mental well-being, physical health. And I think we need to help our people to understand that being involved in sports is extremely useful to the individual's general well-being, both physical and mental.
Yes.
Yes.
If I can add to that, as a parent of a son with a disability who was involved in sports from the time he was about 5 years old, I saw what sports did for him and what it can do for other persons with disabilities. In terms of fitness, yes, I think that the same way able-bodied people admire and need to be involved in sports and understand sports and want to be involved in sports and it's a way for them to socialize, the same thing goes for persons with disabilities. It's not much more different. I feel that people with disabilities need it more because physical challenges need it more because of their lack sometimes of mobility in certain areas. That physical activity will help the circulation in their body, et cetera, and help them to keep active, keep their spirits high, build their self-esteem, et cetera. So there's a lot of psychological effects that can have on you, you know, a lot of physical effects that can have in terms of building that person, especially with children.
Pedro, you're looking at recruiting persons and you're saying that it's a bit difficult because a lot of persons with disabilities, particularly the blind and visually impaired who you're targeting, are not understanding or aware of how beneficial being involved in sports can be. What would you say to some parents who have young teenagers and other younger children who can become involved? Because I think we need to encourage the parents to see the benefits.
That is why, Yulu, we at the National United Society of the Blind, Barbados, we are looking at embarking on a project of taking some of the sports out to the wider community of Barbados, not just keep it to ourselves, but we as a sports committee, we are looking at taking the sports out to the wider community, trying to encourage parents. Whilst out there, we're looking at educating the wider public in terms of the sports that can be played and how beneficial it could be and will be to the young ones, because Paralympics does not have an age limit either to take part in games. So even the older ones, if they can come out and participate, do their best. As we said before, it helps your mental capacity. It'd be good for the body, physically and mentally. It'd be good for us to take part in sport. And while doing sport, we can educate the wider public out there. New sports to help educate the people in Barbados about disabilities and blindness.
Okay, Martin, in terms of Paralympics, what are your efforts to, like Pedro said, educate the public of Barbados and the athletes to see the potential of their being involved and participating at even the international level of Paralympics, which would be held in France in 2024?
We are doing a number of things through these programs. For instance, like this blind football workshop, we have done the badminton workshop. We are working with our athletes to prepare themselves for whatever national or regional or international games that they may have the opportunity to attend. But more so, come later on this year, we're going to be doing where we hope to do a Paralympic Day, similar to the Olympic Day, but this is an opportunity where different sporting disciplines will come together and we will have persons with disability, because as Pedro said before, it doesn't have an age limit. So you can come from 5 or whatever to 99 and you can participate. If there's wheelchairs there that you want to be able to sit in to see how a sports wheelchair fits, if you want to play tennis, if you want to play badminton, or probably we have some horses there that you can try your question. We want to be able to expose Paralympic sports to persons with disabilities on a more broader range. So we are hoping to do so later on this year. There are a number of programs in which the International Paralympic Committee have introduced, and we are yet to introduce one of them, in which we are still thinking about, but because of our limited manpower, we have not been able to implement, and that is the I'm Possible program, which targets schools and younger individuals to sensitize not only persons with disabilities, but the general school population, the teachers, everybody around, even parents, about persons with disabilities, children with disabilities, and to be able to include them into society as they should be. Because we have this thing, especially at young children, where they tend to be very bickering, where they see that someone is a little bit different from them. And you know, children are not nice sometimes.
So. Okay. So back to you, Pedro. In terms of the blind football tournament that you are hosting currently, tell us a bit more about which countries are involved.
Well, I'm glad to get with that. This is a great opportunity and a great honor for the International Blind Sport to choose Barbados as their first country, the inaugural country to start blind football in for the region. I would say this is through probably connections with Martin and some other guys when he went overseas to win the Paralympic Games. So it is a great, great honor to have the first blind football workshop being held in Barbados. And, you know, it will help develop and be looking at showcasing our talents as blind persons at football. Well, the countries that are coming are St. Vincent, Trinidad, Guyana, and Grenada. Those are the 4 countries, along with Barbados, who will be taking part in this blind football workshop. This workshop includes coaches, referees, and players. So we will have people from the International Blind Sport and Blind Football coming to Barbados to showcase and to host the workshops. Each country have participants coming in to take part in these workshops. There'll be theory sessions and practical sessions which will be held. And this workshop will be held at the Simon Jackmore Prescott Institute at their facilities on their pasture.
Now, Pedro, many persons will say blind football, but how can blind people play football? Explain the rudiments of the game.
Well, the game is played on a field 20 meters by 40 meters. And the ball is a normal size football with chimes or bells in it. The game is played with partially sighted persons or blind persons and the goalkeeper. But the goalkeeper must be sighted. There's only 5 players on each side. We have protective barriers at the side in case the ball goes off. I can hit the barriers and come back on, so you know you're still in the field of play. All right? They have referees. People ask how the person will know who to tackle, where the ball is. When you listen to the ball, and the goalkeeper, as he's sighted, or the coach, will be assisting the person on the side by telling them what to do.
So, okay. Sounds pretty exciting. Will there be an exhibition match?
Hopefully, on the last day of the workshop, we will have an exhibition match among the players. We're inviting persons to come out and see. We have invited some special invited guests. We have some special invited guests to come in. So we're hoping that we can have media coverage on that last day, basically. I mean, through the whole workshop, but we're hoping on the last day we can have media coverage so you can showcase it through Barbados.
Nice, nice. Martin, you were saying?
I want to follow up on what Pedro was saying in terms of, and just made a slight correction, because right now I think Trinidad is no longer coming in. Jamaica, it will be coming, Pedro.
So okay.
Just a slight correction. So what we have is a situation where we are developing blind football in Barbados, and we are trying to develop also in the region. The reason for that is that we want our sisters and brothers to be competitive with us, and that we can compete here in the region first before we even think about going international. So we want to develop para sports, Paralympics in the region and in Barbados. Whether it's blind sports, once it's Paralympic sports, we want to be able to do that.
Fantastic. Now, Pedro, you mentioned that some of the coaches and other personnel from the international body will be coming into Barbados in relation to this workshop. Tell us a bit more about the international body and the personnel that will be coming in.
Martin will have more on that than me, but from what I know, blind football was created in 1920.
Yeah.
And pardon me, Martin?
Yes, around that time, yes. Yeah.
Yes, and it was created more in Europe. So most of the persons that are coming will have a referee coordinator, a coach coordinator, and the players coordinator. Those are the three persons that I think I know that are coming. Blind football was first played at the first part in 2004. All right, since 2004. Then they have formed an international blind football body. It's regularly played now at Paralympic Games. It is a big sport in Europe among blind persons or visually impaired persons over there. So they're now looking to bring it to the Caribbean, where after this workshop, we will have to develop the sport more and make it a brand in the Caribbean so that we can go and take part in Paralympic Games or among ourselves in the future to come.
Okay. Martin?
Yes. Just to add to what Pedro was saying, the International Blind Sport Federation is responsible for blind football worldwide, and the International Blind Federation falls under IPSA, the International Body for Blind Sports Worldwide. And they are likewise associated or affiliated with the International Paralympic Committee, in which we are affiliated to. So that's what our linkage is and our representative is. I must say this, that the project is being funded by the Agitos Foundation. This is the arm of the International Paralympic Committee and is being facilitated by IPSA and the International Blind Football Federation in collaboration with Paralympic Association of Barbados and the NUSB, National United Society of the Blind here in Barbados. And then we have some stakeholders and some funders. We have quite a number of people who have been working with us, and we have had quite a long way to come with this because this project was first initiated in 2019. In Peru. So we have come to the stage where now it seems that it's going to happen finally.
Fantastic. Now, Pedro and Martin, I know without a shadow of a doubt that we're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking to have more persons with disabilities getting involved. How can they reach you?
They can contact me at landline is 549 3559 or my cell 283-2039. And we'd be glad to accept volunteers in any blind sport we are doing, any sports and activities. We are looking for volunteers.
Martin?
Yes, Yuri, I'd like to add to what Pedro said in terms of looking for volunteers. We in the Paralympic movement are not only looking for volunteers who are able-bodied, we're looking for volunteers who have disabilities. Persons who may have been involved in sports before and have retired and maybe have acquired a disability afterwards. So we are looking not only for athletes, we are looking for coaches, we are looking for administrators, people who want to get involved in Paralympic sports. I can be contacted at 232-7185, or you can email us at mpcbarbados1@gmail.com. Or you can contact us via Facebook or Instagram.
Okay.
Also, you literally, I must say, you can contact the National United Society of the Blind. We have an Instagram page. You can follow us on that Instagram page or Facebook page. The email address, nusbbarbados@gmail.com.
Now, Pedro, as we get ready for this blind football workshop, it sounds really exciting. I'm eager to see the guys playing football. Are women able to participate in blind football or just men?
Yes, we gladly appreciate women, we're looking for that more women can take part in sports. As we know, around the world, sports for women is being promoted. So we would like to promote the blind football. We encourage women to come out and also take part in the blind football. After the workshop, then we will have sessions. So we are also asking women to come out. Everybody can come to the workshop. But after that, they can contact us and they can come out and participate at the practice sessions.
Fantastic. Now, Martin,
yes,
Pedro, I want to say thank you very much for coming on the program. And you can have your final word.
I just want to thank all the sponsors that have come on board to assist us in this venture.
Yes, I'd like to thank you and for having us here on your program. I'd like to thank the team who have been able to pull this together. They have worked very hard to bring this together, over 2 years of work.
Actually, can you share the name of your team members who would have been coordinating and planning?
Okay. As chairman, we have Mr. Rudyard Welch. We have Gail Hunt as secretary. We have Pedro, who is the chairman of the sports committee of the NUSB. Then we have Mr. King. I think it's Aaron King. He is a football coach and trainer. And myself, who is the coordinator for the whole project in terms of the organizers and the regional persons who will be arriving here in the country. And also as president of the Barlimits Association, overlooking the whole program. So we've had a real tough time getting past the COVID situation. We'll thank everybody for bearing with us. We'd like to thank our sponsors, as Pedro said, our stakeholders. And we do look forward to seeing you there, Unity, at one of those sessions, and also to be sharing more with the public during those sessions or after, to let you know and let you see what it was all about. Thank you.
Yes, Martin and Pedro, I'll be there with my roving mic so that the listeners will be able to hear the commentary and the excitement and enthusiasm, as well as the experiences of the blind and visually impaired person who participate in this wonderful workshop that will be coming up. I want to say thank you to all involved in helping to promote sports, as well as to encourage blind, visually impaired, and other persons with disabilities to get out and get involved. So thank you, gentlemen, for the tremendous work that you're doing through your organizations. And we look forward to talking with you again pretty soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You have been listening to Visions with me, Yudley Wickham Ashby, and my special guest today, Pedro Belgrave, Chairman of the Sports Committee of the National United Society of the Blind, and Mr. Martin Jackman from the Paralympics Association of Barbados. Remember, you can reach me on 1-246-269-9660 or via Starcom Network at 1-246-430-7300 via email visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And of course, you can go on the VOB website and look up Visions Podcast and listen back to this and past episodes. So until next week, thank you for joining me, and do take excellent care of yourself. And remember, love yourself and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Ciao.